Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
You know that. It's Diggable Planets, Rebirth of Slick. And on jazz band leader and drummer Casa Overall's new album, it sounds like this. Casa's new album is Cream, and it reimagines hip-hop classics like that one. Having toured and played in Diggable Planets, he knew the song's original creators, and he knew how to put his spin on it.
Ismail Butler, a.k.a. Butterfly, is probably one of the coolest people I know. You know what I mean? Like, just talking to him, you feel like you need to calm down a little. You just be like, yo, what's good? Yeah. So to do this cover, but like high energy turned up, you know, it's kind of like an opposite day.
Coming up, Casa Overall joins me to talk about creating new music that references the past twice, revisiting songs from the 90s that sampled music from the 70s.
I think what it really is like a circular time travel experience.
It's Casa Overall coming up on today's World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The Virginia Fire Department rescued two men after their falls down a 100-foot cliff Saturday. In a news release, the fire department says they responded to the Mesabi Bike Trail access in Virginia around 4:30 that afternoon and heard two men calling for help from a mine pit. One man was about 50 feet down, clinging to a cliff, and the other was about 100 feet down at the water's edge with reported injuries. Rescuers rappelled down the cliffside to reach the two men, with the first able to climb out with assistance. The second man was evacuated from the mine pit via boat and transported to Essentia Health Virginia for treatment of minor injuries. Multiple Minnesota outlets are reporting more possible fraud within the state's Department of Human Services. In a letter to state lawmakers, WCCO and the STRIB report that temporary DHS Commissioner Shireen Gandhi described stopping payments to 11 disability service providers earlier in September. The stop payments also impacted an additional 17 providers affiliated with the Integrated Community Supports Program. This is a Medicaid service that provides training and help to adults with disabilities who live in a provider-controlled setting, such as providing opportunities for community participation, health, safety, and wellness, household management, or adaptive skills. Gandhi described the program as filling the gap between a person living in their own home and more restrictive settings, such as a group home or assisted living. The fraud allegations accuse these providers of billing the state for services that were not provided. The move to suspend payments comes amid a backdrop of numerous federal investigations into the department, recently with suspected fraud within the Housing Stabilization Services Program, as well as the massive and still unfolding Feeding Our Future scandal. Northern Township is presenting its case to become a city this week during the first days of a two-week administrative trial. Northern Township is seeking to firm up its boundary against any further annexation by its nearest neighbor, the city of Bemidji. It plans to construct a new multi-million dollar wastewater treatment facility, securing nearly half of the cost with federal grant dollars and covering the rest with additional assessments on the property taxes of connected households. The township is also pursuing additional funds to cover the infrastructure through state bonding dollars, having been included on a 2023 bonding bill that never made it to the finish line. Next week, Bemidji will present its case to annex around Lake Bemidji. The city says it can get sewer and water around the lake connected to its already established systems at a lower connection cost to its ratepayers. The trial in Northern Township will take place all day Monday through Friday at its town hall, with a public hearing scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday at the Beltrami County Fairgrounds 4-H building. The trial in Bemidji will also be multiple days at City Hall next week, with a public hearing slated for 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 8th at the Sanford Event Center. State and federal agencies are working on a joint effort in the Chippewa National Forest to slow down the spread of emerald ash borer. The effort throughout September has involved the release of three species of non-stinging wasps to target the invasive borer at different life stages. The wasps are small and do not harm humans, and the USDA says it has tested to ensure the wasps won't impact other species in the forest. More than 5,000 were released into 200 acres of infested areas of the Chippewa National Forest this year, with nearly 4,000 released last summer. The state's ag department began releasing these types of wasps in 2010 to slow the spread of emerald ash borer, with the wasps released into 55 infested sites since. EAB was first detected in Minnesota in 2009 and is a growing concern of forest health experts, as Minnesota is home to an estimated 1 billion ash trees. Resurfacing of Highway 64 between Akeley and LaPorte began Monday. MnDOT says construction crews will resurface the highway using a micro mill and thin lay process, which will provide a smoother ride for drivers. Work is expected to be complete mid-October, weather permitting. Motorists can expect flagger and pilot car operations. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our Music Morning Show and Finality teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Casa overall loves jazz. He loves hip-hop. And on his new album, he marries those worlds to offer a unique spin on iconic 90s rap, reimagined through a jazz lens. The record's called Cream, and while hip-hop often dug through old record crates for inspiration, overall, in essence, is referencing the past twice. A cover of Dr. Dre's Nothing But a G-Thang can't help but reference Leon Haywood, who Dr. Dre sampled. It makes for a spellbinding listen, especially when Casa's band is in the pocket, which they are for this studio performance. Coming up, we'll talk about Casa Overall's lifelong love of hip-hop and how he put his own spin on these classic tracks, including one of the funkiest time signatures you'll come across in the wild. And did I mention the performances? Yes, I did. We should get into it, starting with the title track, a cover of Wu-Tang Clan's Cream. It's Casa Overall on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, recorded live for World Cafe. It's Casa Overall with the title track to his new album. Cream reimagined some of hip-hop's all-time classics, including tracks from Dr. Dre, A Tribe Called Quest, and as you just heard, Wu-Tang Clan. Joining me to talk about it is Grammy-nominated band leader, drummer, producer, and MC Casa Overall. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Casa, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, man. Good to be here.
First off, congrats on the album.
Thank you.
This record feels like the type of record that's probably been on the burner for quite some time. When did you first start thinking about this concept and wanting to make a record like this?
It actually was an album that kind of like popped up really quickly. We had some songs that we were doing on tour that were covers. And so the idea came between me and my partner, Lauren. It was like, yo, why don't you just go in the studio and lay those down? And that'll be a quick EP, like a, you know, and it was like, okay, cool. And so we went and did a session and it came out so well. She was like, can you do three more? And then I was like, okay. And then we did three more and she's like, those are good. Can you do three more? And I was like, now I'm really pissed because I'm like trying to go, you know, I'm trying to work on some other whatever.
This was an EP, but now
this
it's an
was,
album.
Yeah, this was kind of like this was the fastest album we've ever made because that conversation started in November of 2024. And we did three sessions between November and January of 2025. And it was done. And there it is.
There it is. I know that you were at Oberlin College and you were studying percussion and drums and jazz, but at the time they weren't fans of the fact that you were making, some of your professors didn't like that you were beat making in your spare time. Which love kind of came first? Was it jazz or was it hip hop?
That's also an interesting question because music, I think I was learning the language of music before I could fully talk. You know what I mean? Like in, you know, diapers. And in the living room, there was a drum set, a piano. And early on, there was a 4-track recorder that nobody knew how to use. You know, like my dad kind of collected stuff. He didn't really know how to use it, but he knew that was the thing to use. And there was this other little drum machine that had like 4 little drum pads and a step sequencer.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff, I kind of just tinkered and learned, and also fell in love with Rock the House by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince and Public Enemy. And, you know, so it was all kind of at the same time, but hip hop and making beats and electronics and lyrics and all that was like, this is my thing.
Right.
Early 80s, you know, I'm a youngster and hip hop is also coming into the world. So, but the drums and Miles Davis and Coltrane and Monk and Charlie Parker and all that was like, my dad was like, yo. And my brother also played drums. He's 4 years older than me. So I was just trying to be my brother. You know what I mean? So a lot of this stuff is very formative. So it's hard to say, you know?
It's not necessarily a chicken or egg thing. It's something that you kind of came to over the course of time. Well, I want to talk about this record because it is such an interesting concept. You know, these are jazz covers of hip-hop songs, which in essence, some of those songs take from jazz or soul or R&B. I kind of want to know what your philosophy when you, I know it was sort of spontaneous getting into the studio, but tell me a little bit about what you wanted to accomplish, how you wanted to marry these sounds that have borrowed and shared so much from one another.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, as you make something, the philosophy of it kind of crystallizes more.
Yeah.
The more, as you keep working, you start realizing. But I think what it really is like a circular time travel experience.
Okay.
Because you have a rap song that comes out in the 90s that samples a song that was made in the 70s. It's like a soul sample or something.
Yeah.
And then we're repurposing elements of both of those to make a song that could have came out in 1962. And the reality is all of those different genres are connected to this African rhythmic DNA situation, right? They're all coming out of the same language and the same people, just in different times. So what you're doing is you're actually in a creative way, you're repairing generational disconnects.
Yeah.
you're putting them all back together and to say, okay, the grandfather and the grandson, everybody are all, these are all one family.
I love it because for a second I thought I was in the future listening to this album, but the idea that it could actually be a record from 1962 that precedes what would, you know, inspire the jazz record or the soul record that would then inspire the hip hop record.
Absolutely. And I think if you think about, movies like Back to the Future or Clockwork Orange, right?
Yes.
When you see them back in the day making scenes from the future, those future worlds always have a retro element.
Because that's the design inspiration they have.
Yeah. It's like this retro future thing. You know what I mean? So I think that, like, in a weird way, if you think about the future, it's always going to have some element of, like, the past.
Evoke the past. Yeah.
I don't know.
If you're just joining us on World Cafe, Casa Overall is my guest. His new album, Cream, reimagines hip-hop classics. And up next, Diggable Planets, Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That. I think this is a fascinating and wild cover, and I want to talk about it and what you did with it, but I think the best way for us to unpack it is for people to hear just a few seconds of the original.
We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool like that.
And then we'll get into your performance and talk about it afterwards. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
It's Casa Overall on World Cafe. You can feel the energy in the room, recorded live for World Cafe. It's Casa Overall with the performance of Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That, covering Diggable Planets. It's from his new album, Cream, which is available now. Casa is my guest on World Cafe. So this is a wild cover. I loved this. You toured and played with Diggable Planet. So this is a song you know well. How did you want to approach this? Because it just feels wild. It feels like a different song.
Yeah. I think that with a lot of these songs, one of the ideas was like to just go opposite, you know, or to go like totally unexpected, you know. So the song is Cool Like That. Ishmael Butler, a.k.a. Butterfly, is probably one of the coolest people I know. You know what I mean? Like, just talking to him, you feel like you need to calm down a little because he's so cool. Yeah. You just be like, yo, what's good? Yeah.
Okay.
What's good? You know, so you got to... So to do this cover, but like high energy turned up, you know, it's kind of like an opposite day kind of thing. And I think that some of the approaches to these songs kind of came from a humoristic inspiration. I don't know if humoristic is a word, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reverence and self-seriousness sometimes when songs are being covered. We have to completely treat it with respect. But some of these songs are really fun. They're a good time.
And I don't think that I don't think that like going away from the original space is disrespectful, you know? And I think that like the respect comes from like doing your homework, you know? So like we know the tune, and I've been inside that recording since I was a little kid, you know what I mean? And Ish used to play the sax back in the day, and he's like, he loves jazz. So I felt like him being extremely inspired by all the greats from back in the day, for us to take one of his joints and then do, you know, try to do what the greats would do with it, would kind of make him go like, oh wow, you know. And he did. I sent it to him like soon after we recorded it, and he was hype, you know. And I think that let me know we were on the right direction.
That's awesome. You don't run into many songs with a 15-4 time signature. Where did you dream that up? I was like, 15-4? Am I missing something?
I think that like, if anything, the hook is very simple. Any like a little kid could latch onto that quickly. Yeah. Da 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 da. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes when you're dealing with odd meters, a way into like how to make a decision is a melodic one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I remember when we first started messing with that, it was like da da da. Da 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 da, you know, da 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 da, you know, and it was like, it took a couple minutes to figure out because it was like, da 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 da, you know, and it's kind of like, it's like a riddle or something, you know what I mean?
The first time I heard it, I was like, is there skipping a note in that melody? And then I realized there was an intentionality behind it, and before I knew it, like my brain had caught up to what I was trying to process.
Yeah.
Because it comes from that familiar place, but you twist it and you make it your own.
Yeah. And I think the familiarity of a melody allows somebody to kind of comprehend it. They might not understand odd times like that, but they understand there's a skip, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that like a lot of times we'll come up with a line, all of us as musicians, we'll come up with a line or a rhythm or something. We won't necessarily know what time it's in.
We'll, you're not thinking about that ahead of time.
No, we're feeling a groove, you know?
Yeah.
Ba-da-don't-don't-don't-don't, ba-da-don't-don't-don't-don't, bump, ba-da-don't, ba-da-don't-don't. And you find it to where you can, like, groove to it. And then you go like, hey, what is this in? You know, you might record a voice memo of it and then count it. You see what I mean? So it's like the fact that it's odd time, true, but it's like that's kind of the after the fact of finding a melody that works.
If you're just joining us, Casa Overall is my guest. The new album is Cream. So we've got another performance, and this one was a little bit of a mystery to me at first, because, you know, looking at the title Freedom Jazz Dance, I'm like, I don't think I know that one. But then I hear the first 10 seconds, I'm like, it's Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm. With no delaying, so what you saying, yo? Silly with my 9 milli with the dilly, yo. When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. But that was a Seals and Crofts song that Busta sampled for the bass line, right?
Yeah.
So, but Freedom Jazz Dance is also an Eddie Harris piece. So can you kind of help me wrap my head around what you want, what you were doing on this piece?
If you look at the lyrics of Busta, if you really want to party with me, let me see just what you got for me. You take the words out. It's got that same rhythmic. Right.
So you heard Eddie Harris in Busta's rap.
Yeah, yeah. It was rhythmically. It was like it had the same kind of. It's like 16th note melodies. With a call and response with space. So if you line those up on top of each other, it's insane. Even the pockets feel similar. And that's what we're talking about with the African rhythmic DNA thing. It's like, it's not just 16th notes, but it's the way it's phrased. So that was kind of how it started.
I would love to hear Freedom Jazz Dance if you're cool with it. It's Casa Overall. This is World Cafe. We'll be right back. recorded live for World Cafe. It is Casa Overall, Freedom Jazz Dance. It's the song that opens his new album, Cream. The Grammy-nominated producer, band leader, DJ, and MC is my guest today on World Cafe. Casa, this was an absolute blast, man. Congratulations on the album. I hope you have a wonderful tour out, and please come back and see us again soon, all right?
Thank you, man. Thanks for having us. Shout out to everybody.
You got it. Casa Overall, folks. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Casa Overall. Cream is a gorgeous record. And if you want to check out video of the session, you can run it back on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to keep up with all of our video sessions. And hat tip to our senior producer, Kimberly Janad, for her work on this session. Back in the 90s, there was a jazz-influenced hip-hop duo north of the border known as Dream Warriors, one of the first groups to be labeled alternative hip-hop. Won a Juno Award for this one, sampling Quincy Jones' Soul Bossa Nova. Here is my definition of a boombastic jazz style. It's Dream Warriors.
My definition of a boombastic jazz style. My definition is this, my definition, my definition, my definition, my definition, my definition,
My definition is this, my definition. My definition is this, my definition.
Thank you.
digging deep in the crates for that one, going back to 1993. The Soul Sonics, it's Jez Collins and Willie McNeil. They founded the group in 1991. That's the title track, Jazz in the Present Tense. Stay close. We've got new music from Mount Joy when we get back to World Cafe.
You should give as you are able because the need is immediate.
Longtime KAXE contributor and Minnesota Star Tribune columnist Aaron Brown. We talked about recent cuts to public media.
It's the people here who make it go. If you want a nice, independent, completely northern Minnesota media source that isn't beholden to anybody else, you have to be willing to put in a little bit of money. This is the time. This is the moment when we have to make decisions about what really is important to our community and to ourselves.
I'm Jennifer Barr. Give right now at KAXE.org. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to World Cafe with Mount Joy from their new album, Hope We Have Fun. Here's Lucy.
On fire, Lucy's gonna take this wire to wire. Now I'm dancing with an angel and I'm crying
It's painful, 'cause the dream that she's made for
thank you. just a crew, all that we was, just because I never knew. And I wanna trigger your heart. There's something else beside us ever we part. Hey, hey. And it's a book I write. I let it go so long. And now the book I write.
The book I write, it's Spoon, putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. They're currently working on a new album and already released two singles from it. Excited to see what they have in store for us. And with that, we're out of time. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide who make this show possible, a show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Lilly Endowment, a